DJ Banks.
Receiver and kick returner DJ Banks, formerly a two-way player.
DJ, just talk about the game. What is it going to be like for you to play your former team?
I'm really excited for this opportunity, you know, to play Tulane. But I'm just approaching it like another week, another step, just going out and going to practice hard this week. And, you know, I'm excited for every game. It just happens to be Tulane this week.
How many text messages and phone calls have you gotten?
I'm trying to stay away from that. I haven't really got any messages, you know, trying not to get caught up in the media and stuff. Just trying to stay focused on the game.
What can you guys do as a receiving core to help Scotty take his game to the next level?
We as receivers, what we got to do is we just got to do our job, do what the coaches ask us to do, because each position, each part is like a piece of the puzzle. Everyone has to do their job, and when everybody can get to the point where they're doing their job, then it's going to make a beautiful picture. So we're just going to focus on us and just get better and block hard, and we're asked to make a play.
Coach talked about the conference opener, but amongst the players, have y'all had any extra discussions or any kind of extra added incentive to, you know, open the conference in a good way?
Yeah, you know, everybody has a good attitude going into conference. Everybody just, you know, keep working hard every day, and we bought into what the coach is doing, and we're just going to stay focused and stay positive because we know good things are to come.
My point is, do you think to send the rest of the conference a message, like, to get that first win, let them know that you guys will be contenders this year?
It's very important. Opening up this week, we want to set a statement, let them know that, you know, Louisiana Tech, we're here. We're happy to be a part of this conference, and we're also going to be a great competitor in this conference.
What do you think it says about you that teams would prefer to kick the ball to Lyle Beaton, John Greenwald, instead of giving you a chance?
I guess that means they don't want to kick it to me. I really don't like that. But, you know, I mean, if they're going to kick it away, you know, it's going to give another guy opportunity. So, you know, we believe in everybody we got back there, whether it's me or Lyle Feed or whoever it may be.
Coach talked about the student section and how lively they were last week on Saturday. What does that mean for y'all from a player's perspective to have that group behind you being raucous?
It's a great feeling, you know, walking into the stadium and, you know, seeing all your classmates and your colleagues and your friends out in the stands and they're screaming and they're hollering. You know, there's just a lot of energy here in the stadium this past weekend. We're just really appreciative of the fan base and of this community and of everybody that supported us.
Tech has never beaten Tulane, and obviously you have ties with some former players. How rewarding would that be to not only get the program's first win over Tulane, but for you to get a win yourself?
It would be great. You know, it would make me feel good, and it would make this team feel good. But like I say, you know, it's just another step. No matter if it's Tulane, no matter if whoever it is in this conference, we want to win every game. It just happens to be Tulane this week.
Anything else? All right.